Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Now, we've had some sunshine in the last few days and hopefully some more to come, although today is not a particularly nice day in the capital. But many people are also contemplating going away to find the sun. So it's important to be mindful of the best ways to protect our skin. We are more conscious these days of using sunscreens than before, but perhaps we're not applying them in the right frequency or in the right way. Joining me now to share the best ways to cover up and stay safe in the sun is Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist and co-founder of the Institute of Dermatologists, an expert in medical and cosmetic dermatology. Katrina, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Our timing is a bit off.
I know. I arrived in with an umbrella and a big coat today. So, yeah. Although, over Europe, especially in Greece, really, really hot weather. So it's definitely still a good thing to be talking about today because everyone's about to head off on their holidays, June, July, August. So I think, you know, safety in the sun, really important.
So whether it's the Acropolis or Achill Island, we have to beware.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
Now, let's talk about applying sunscreen. First of all, what factor and do different skin types demand lower or higher factors?
Yeah, well, I would say the typical Irish skin type absolutely demands higher sun factors. Anything over factor 30 is great.
Okay.
And I think it's funny, people think they're getting almost double the protection if they use SPF 50. What the 30 or the 50 means, that say if you usually get burnt in 5 minutes in the sun in Spain, now with factor 30 you get 150 minutes.
Okay.
And with factor 50 you get 250 minutes. Now, that's not really relevant anymore because, you're meant to be putting on your sunblock every 2 hours. That's really important. And
you should be reapplying before you run out of minutes.
Yeah. Okay. So every 2 hours is what is recommended all over the world. So any sunscreen that says, one application only, that should never be stated by a skincare company. It's very, very dangerous. Also, once you get out of the water, even if it's water resistant, you need to reapply again.
Now, what about children? Do they need special protection, young skin?
So actually, the recommendation by all of the dermatology associations is zero sun exposure before the age of 6 months. Keeping babies out of the sun altogether and not using sunblock. Now, that isn't, I don't think, in any way practical because, you can't avoid the sun, especially if you bring your baby off on holidays. So what I say to my patients is keep it as zinc only sunblock. So zinc is a mineral. It reflects the sun. So it's not the other. Most of the sunscreens that are available commercially make a chemical reaction with the skin in order to work. And the FDA did very interesting studies a couple of years ago that showed even one day, and this is any of us, one day of full body application of a sunscreen, you can detect the chemicals in the blood, at a parts per million level. And straight away, actually, the FDA banned some of them. And then the other ones, they're looking and making sure that they won't have, effects on the body. So especially for babies, and I actually say this for pregnant women as well, because you're thinking of things in the bloodstream.
Yeah.
I say zinc only. Use zinc only. They said categorically zinc is safe because we have zinc in our bloodstream. Actually, we even give zinc to some patients for skin problems and hair problems. So a mineral sunblock is always your safest thing, especially if you're worried about toxins in your body.
So it literally is a barrier.
It's a barrier. And if there is absorption, it's fine.
Yeah, we used to only see those kind of sunscreens on skiers and surfers and all
on
that.
On the nose, yeah, yeah. But nowadays, zinc is formulated in a very different way. So good zinc sunblocks especially ones for the face when you don't want to walk around looking like a clown, are now much more user-friendly and they don't leave any cast at all. And especially, you know, people are using them daily.
Now, when you use, be it zinc or a regular sunscreen, factor 30, whatever it might be, are you still getting your vitamin D manufacture in the,
yes,
in the
body? Yes, and this is a common misconception, and it drives me bonkers when I see influencers and celebrities saying they don't use sunscreen because vitamin D is so important. No, you actually still get vitamin D production with full sunblock on your skin. During the winter, all of us need to take it in Ireland. We just don't get enough because of the hours of daylight and the UV index. In the summer, nearly all of us, even if it's just the 5 minutes to and from your car, have enough vitamin D.
Okay.
So absolutely, vitamin D is never an excuse not to wear your sunblock.
Now, people think, I got sunburnt in Greece last year, but I'm only going, not the Acropolis, but Achill. I'm safe.
Oh, Pat, I see this all the time. You know, I feel like Irish people get sunburned in Ireland more than they ever do when they go on their 2-weeker to Spain.
Because they don't use sunscreen here, but they do over there.
Yeah, they're really good and they follow all the rules when they go away. Although I will say also, if you ever spot a lobster-looking person abroad, they often will have an Irish accent. But yeah, I think so many people, and you know, when you look back in your childhood, you got burnt on Dollymen Strand or on an overcast day. Yeah. So really, really important, and especially for your children. Whatever about yourself, if you get burnt or if you get sun exposure before the age of 18, the kids' skin cells don't have the same DNA repair mechanisms. So you're doing infinitely more damage when it's a child than when it's an adult. So, you know, whatever about you're putting it on yourself, you have to get it
on
your kids.
What about people who have very sallow skin and they say, I got burnt when I was a kid, but it's too late now to repair that damage and I'm fine?
Well, it's all about your cumulative damage over time. So there's certain types of skin cancer that are more associated with burns in the past, and other ones, it's the cumulative exposure. So even, you know, what you're getting on your face and your hands every day, and that's where we see the squamous cell carcinoma. So either type, really, really important. And actually, you know, when it comes to kids, when we're talking about kids, my favourite thing to do with kids, and what I tell all my patients who have babies and kids, rash vests, you know, clothing, UV, yeah. Clothing is the best sunblock. And it makes your holiday so much easier because you're not chasing your kids.
Sometimes people are wearing a light T-shirt and it doesn't actually keep out the rays of the sun.
Mostly it will, unless it's a sort of a netted type one. But there's great UV suits. You know, they cost next to nothing. You can get them in Dunnes. And it makes a parent's holiday so much easier because your child is usually covered down to their wrists and their ankles, and you only have to remember the sunblock on their head, hands and feet.
Now, what about sunstroke or heat stroke? Can you prevent that by hydration?
Yeah, really, really, really important. Now, there's two parts of it. It's hydration and overheating. When we sweat a lot, we lose not just water, but our electrolytes, you know, your sodium chloride through sweat as well. So really, really important to stay out of the sun. You know, if you're in Greece at the moment, well, you're probably not listening to us if you're in Greece, but those peak hours, 12 to 3, if it's very hot, stay out of it. And then lots and lots of water, and even more water if you're drinking by the pool.
When I was in Jerusalem many years ago and doing a tour of the old city, the East Jerusalem, that I should be drinking. My guide told me a 2-litre bottle of water every hour because it's so hot and it's dry heat and your sweat evaporates off and you don't realise you're losing all this liquid, but you are. You have to replace it.
Yeah, that's a bit much. And yeah, anyway, you wouldn't get to see any of the tour. You'd have so many pee breaks. But
but you see, you don't because you're losing the liquid.
Yeah. Again, yeah.
Now, a couple of things before we go into the questions. We've loads coming in about this. Alcohol and sunning yourself.
I'm not saying anyone. I'd be the worst in the world if I was the one saying not to have any alcohol in the sun. But what's really interesting is that you get burnt more easily if you've got alcohol in your bloodstream. And I don't mean because you're drunk and you forget to put on your sunscreen. There's been photo testing that shows with alcohol on board, people burn at less energy. So you'll get more sunburn, but also you'll get more DNA damage. So it increases your risk of skin cancer.
Okay.
So I'm not saying don't drink,
but be conscious you might need more protection.
More sunblock and more water. Alcohol plays a big role in dehydration
as
well.
What about lime juice?
Lime juice, lime juice. So no lime juice by the pool. I practiced in Texas for years, and everyone loved their margaritas and their Coronas with their lime by the pool and on the patios and everything else. Lime causes a horrific blistering rash. If it gets on your skin and then it's activated by UV, it's called phytophotodermatitis. Very fancy word, but I will tell you, it's horribly painful, horribly itchy. So when you're having a drink by the pool, don't let it be a lime. A lemon can actually do it too, but it's not as bad. And I've had people come in and think I'm a genius when they come in and tell me they've been on holidays. It's a very streaky, blistery rash. It's very characteristic. And I asked them, have they had, were they drinking lime in any of their drinks outside? And they can't believe it. So it is one to definitely avoid. We see it with other plants as well when they hit the skin and then are activated by UV, but it's an important one to avoid.
Now, we will talk briefly about mosquitoes. Some people are more prone to being bitten than others.
Well, I'm a mosquito magnet, Pat. There's been some holidays it's almost destroyed. Really, it can be a real problem for some people, especially if they get reactions to the mosquito bites. You know, my legs, arms swell up when I get them as well. So there's certain people who are much more prone to them. They've looked at lots of different things to see why some mosquitoes go after one person and may not go after their partner who is in all the same places as them. So blood type plays a role. Blood type O, I'm blood type O, and A are more likely to have it, but it doesn't mean that you're going to get it. If someone is larger, so if they've got a bigger body mass, they're more prone to getting bitten. And that includes pregnant women, which is an important one. If someone is sweating or very hot, they're attracted to CO2, carbon dioxide that we emit.
Yeah.
So they're attracted to that as well, and high intensity colours. So in the evenings, try and keep your colour scheme a little less bright. They're attracted to alcohol. So one beer and you've got a much higher risk of getting bitten. Any sort of smells.
Yeah. I was reading
perfumes
on one of these American websites that anything containing alpha hydroxy acids, which are used for rejuvenating creams and so on, that they attract the mosquitoes.
Well, this may be what my problem has been then. I didn't know that. I didn't know that before today. But yeah, definitely it can be a scourge of some people. And the big thing is trying to prevent it. You know, sensible things like keeping your windows and doors shut in your rooms, in your hotel room, or and then using repellents. So DEET is the one that most people have heard of. It's very, very effective. It's recommended at just 50%. Anything higher is irritating to the skin. You don't want to use it in children because it is it's a chemical and can irritate the skin. I tell people to put on their clothes. So to put it on, you know, the sleeves of their clothes.
Rather than on your skin.
Yeah. And there's a little buzzer, electric buzzer thing that you can get in boots now that people can help people if they get bitten. Topical steroid is great to actually just reduce the swelling, or antihistamines.
Okay. Now, some of the questions coming in, I'll do a few briefly. Do you know of any combined hair gel and SPF? I wear a small amount of hair wax and I find it almost acts as a magnifying glass and my head seems to get burnt quickly. That's from Philip.
And actually, Philip is completely right, because you can imagine it's like putting, you know, oil on the ground, or lots of people used to put oil on themselves to get themselves burnt and tanned. So yes, there's SPF sprays. I actually have one myself. I think it's a Clarins one, but I spray it because my partner will often get burnt otherwise if I'm not wearing a hat. I've never been great at wearing hats. And actually, sorry, Philip, that's the first thing I should have said. Wear a hat. Hats are really important as well. But if you think you're going to be out and about without a hat, use one of those SPF sprays. And they actually often help moisturise your hair as well.
While working in a hotel in Turkey, packages were being sold to tourists to have a Turkish bath, which I believe can take off 2+ layers of skin. This was at the start of the holidays. Was this not very dangerous, as it would leave them even more exposed to the sun?
Usually not, unless the skin is irritated. The big thing, again, anytime, you know, especially if your skin is anyway compromised, cover it. If there are any cuts or de-slough skin, but sunblock is the way forward always with that.
Last one here. Can I still get a nice tan while wearing sunscreen? I don't want to come home from my summer holidays like a milk bottle. That's from Tom.
So a tan always means damage. Like a tan, the fact that your skin has done that. So Tom should just invest in some false tan and come back looking
fake tan.
Yeah.
All right. Now, some people do that. They get a tan before they go and they spend the time in the bar instead.
Well, I do. I'm all about it. I'm the biggest advocate of false tan. It's the only safe tan in my mind. I don't spend all my time in the bar. But I still love lying by the pool. You know, yeah. I'm probably the only dermatologist who loves the sun. But yeah, a lot of people will do that now. False tan. And then they really, really follow the sunblock and they still look lovely and golden by the pool.
Katrina, thank you very much for joining us. Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist and co-founder of the Institute of Dermatologists.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. Our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.